In a remote part of northern Iraq, in the abandoned farm village of Kocho, there was an anguished memorial today. Yazidis gathered to mark the fifth anniversary of an ISIS massacre, part of the militants' attempt to eliminate their religious minority. ISIS killed the men and took women and girls as sex slaves. NPR's Jaina Raff was at the commemoration, and a warning to our listeners, some of the descriptions are disturbing.
In the school central to the massacre, there are dozens of women dressed in black. They're surrounded by photos of their loved ones. More than 400 people taken away from here by ISIS and shot in the surrounding fields. The women move in a circle, beating their chests. Individually, each person's story is a tragedy. Collectively, it's genocide. The mourners include the sister of Nobel Peace Prize winner, Nadia Murad. Six of the Murad's brothers were killed here by ISIS. Their mother was killed in a nearby village. ISIS believed Yazidis were infidels to be wiped out. Kurdish forces had retreated, leaving them defenseless. Shailan Shahab was 15 when ISIS forced them into the school.
They brought us in here. This room was full of women, and we were actually looking from these windows, and we saw them putting our dads and brothers and cousins and uncles, and kind of this type, of course. They put them in there and they started shooting guns.
She never saw them again. Shahab and her sister were taken to Mosul, raped and beaten until they escaped 10 months later. Outside, volunteers are digging graves. One of them is Sofyan Mando Hamo, a Yazidi activist.
It's heartbreaking to prepare the grave for around 250 dead bodies. They have been sent to Baghdad for the DNA test, and they will bring back it to Kocho again.
There are still bodies unidentified, graves unexcavated. A group of women stand on a ridge overlooking the field where some of them are believed buried, and they call to their loved ones. She's calling out the names and singing to her loved ones who have been buried here in this mass grave. This might be the saddest song in the whole world. Jaina Raff, NPR News, in Kocho, near Sinjar Mountain, Iraq.